This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour. Legal practice students gain real-world insights from the Master of the High Court. And in other news, prominent KZN businessmen arrested for alleged human trafficking and kidnapping. The time is 9 o'clock. Good morning. Aligning its strategy to ignite 2030 from vision to delivery strategic plan, the Department of Accounting and Law hosted a high-impact series of guest lectures for legal practice students in the Department of Office Management and Technology. Facilitated by lecturer Nomfundo Mthembu, Department of Accounting and Law, the initiative brought together students enrolled in Legal Practice 1 and Legal Practice 2 within the Department of Office Technology to bridge the gap between classroom theory and industry practice. The collaboration directly underscores the university's core commitment to interdisciplinary learning, collaborative teaching, and equipping graduates with market-ready skills. The gist of the lecture was bridging theory and industry practice. The interactive sessions were led by industry experts from the Office of the Master of the High Court, Mlondi Mngoma, Senior Estate Controller, and Emmanuel Makanya, Senior Assistant Master. The guest speakers delivered comprehensive presentation covering crucial aspects of legal administration, which were the administration of deceased estates and trust, critical legal documentation, governance and regulatory compliance, and the professional responsibilities inherent in legal administration. In other news, more details have emerged on some of the charges being faced by a Durban businessman accused of luring desperate job seekers to KZN with false promises of employment. The 65-year-old faces at least 20 charges, including human trafficking, kidnapping, and sexual assault. The man made a brief appearance in the Durban Magistrate Court on Wednesday, following his arrest at his Umhlanga home yesterday. According to the state, the three victims were brought from Johannesburg 4 years ago with the promise of jobs selling SIM cards at a casino or working at a call center. It is alleged that once they arrived in Durban, they were taken to a house where the doors were kept locked and their movements monitored and restricted. The women were allegedly forced to perform sexual acts for clients, provide escort services, and appear on adults' websites. The matter was postponed to next Tuesday for a formal bail application, which the state will oppose. The man, who can only be named after he pleads, is being kept at the hospital section of Westville Prison after his lawyer provided a medical note indicating health issues.
The charges emanate from an incident that occurred between February to March 2022, where the three complainants in the matter were brought to KZN under false pretenses of a job offer. They were then held against their will for purposes of sexual exploitation.
And finally, kuvuliwe ukungenela ama-SAFTAs agubha engu-20. Sekuvuliwe ukwamukela kwemingenelo emncintiswaneni ama-South African Music Awards, South African and Television Awards. Le mkomelo okuhlonywa ngayo abagila izimanga kwithelevishin nasemafilimini izobe igubha iminyaka engu-20 yasungulwa. Yanganyelwe yi-National Film and Video Foundation of South Africa okuyinhlangano ejutshwe ukuthi ithuthukise umkhakha wamafilimu nemidlalo kuleli. Kuvumelekile ukuthi kungenele imidlalo izinhlelo namafilimu okuvutshelwe kuleli. Kumele kube ngosakazwe phakathi kaJulayi 1, 2025 noJuni 30 ka-2026. Uyinqwaba iminxa okungenelwa kuyo njengoba imkomelo idonsa ezinkulu izinsuku ezimbili. Kukhona novotelwa ngabalandeli okungowe most popular TV soap or telenovela nowe best TV presenter. Kungenela kuzovula phakathi kwamabili ngoSeptemba mhlaka 6. Imingenelo ithunyelwa kwiwebsite yemikomelo ethi softwaresonline.co.za nokuyilapha imigomo nembandela ikeliswe khona. Kusuka lapho kuze kube uJanuwari ka-2027 kuzobe sekuhlungwa kuzothi ngoFebhuwari kumenyezelwa abaqokiwe ngaphambi kokuthi umcimbi usingathwe ngoMatch.
has been, and so the years of television has gone by so much that it still feels like you can almost touch every single moment. A legacy that's here to feel proud about and to be part of the industry as well as our community that brings us so much joy and entertainment that brings us so much hope in our homes and across the country and generations. Well, tonight as we celebrate the talent and the passion of craft that continue to shape our industry, we also would like to pause and remember.
In your money markets this morning, West Texas Intermediate crude oil is trading at $83.11 per barrel. Gold is trading at $4,382 per ounce, a decrease of more than 0.60%. Platinum spot is down by 1.35%, trading at $1,745 per troy ounce. The dollar is currently R16.17 with a 0.01% increase, while the euro is at R18.63 with a 0.3% change since yesterday. Now let's recap your top stories this hour. Legal practice students gain real-world insights from the Master of the High Court, and prominent KZN businessmen arrested for alleged human trafficking and kidnapping. And that was all from myself for this hour. I will be back with the news headlines at 9:30. For MUT Radio News, I am Ncedisi Ngubane.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.